In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. The frequent use of the word immediately in St. Mark's Gospel tells us about the urgency of the mission and ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. His first words, as recorded by Mark, are clear, brief, concise, and urgent. In the text, St. Mark talks about three important events at the beginning of Jesus' ministry. He was baptized, the heavens opened, the Holy Spirit descended upon him in the form of a dove, and the Heavenly Father spoke, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." But immediately, the Holy Spirit drove Jesus into the wilderness for 40 days, 40 days of fasting and being tempted by the evil one. And Jesus emerged victorious, as he always does. And then on to Galilee to proclaim the world's most important message. It was prefaced by this announcement: "The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is come." And then he says, "Repent and believe the gospel." We all know that the world has changed very much since the first century, but at the same time, the world really hasn't changed at all. For the lives of people everywhere are burdened by sin, darkness, and death. There are all those things that we fear, that we hear about on the news today: ISIS and the lack of security that this causes, the uncertainty that this causes. This is but a portion of the things that we face in this world around us. For we are living in a world where our culture is declining, moral values are fading, and there is a profound emptiness in the hearts and lives of those people without Jesus Christ. I read an article recently where a mother was concerned about her 17-year-old daughter going off to college, particularly with all the problems of sexual assaults on campus. But she made this comment: "The mother thought it was okay for her daughter to have just for fun sex." What kind of things fill that emptiness that people have in their hearts? Well, Jesus speaks to us a word of light and life. He says, "Repent and believe in the gospel." Repentance is the very foundation of Lent and the foundation of our life as God's people. During Lent, it's a time for a sobering reflection and self-examination upon our own lives and all the aspects of our life, not just the thoughts and words and deeds, but things like marriage and family and spouse and studies and those private conversations, as well as those secret things. We will find that sin has invaded every corner of our life, every corner. And Satan furiously tempts God's people. He is always throwing at us temptations that may be subtle or bold or somewhere in between. Centuries ago, Gregory the Great said that temptation has three stages: suggestion, delight, and consent, and things haven't changed. But this is not to leave us in any kind of deep despair, because earlier, as we confessed our own unworthiness and our sin, we heard the word of the absolution: "Your sins are forgiven for the sake of Jesus Christ. They are remembered no more. The sins are gone." This is why Luther said in the first of the 95 Theses that the entire life of a Christian is a life of repentance. Repent and believe in the gospel. Jesus preached this in his earthly ministry, and he preaches this very same concept today. The discipline of Lent leads us to the cross where Jesus sacrificed his life for us, and then on to the resurrection where he earned the victory that we now have. And so today, as we approach the altar to receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, there is something that is truly marvelous that happens. Heaven touches earth. This meal is life renewing, life healing, as well as life giving. The blessing that we hear following our reception of this sacrament are the words, "Depart in peace." And to that we respond with a resounding amen and with a silent but powerful sign of the cross. Several years back, President Harrison wrote in an article that during Lent he prays the litany found in LSB every day. This is a fine practice which I have adopted for myself, because the litany brings about prayers for ourselves, for our nation, for our world. It helps my personal observance of Lent to be deepened and enriched. And we pray in this litany, Christ, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, grant us your peace. And he does. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.